I am Trulite Howell, the great-grandniece of Casaloma's original owner, Sir Henry Pellet, whose wife, Mary Pellet, was my great-grandaunt. I wish to draw your attention to the following four key issues. I believe Executive Council needs to address accounting for a total of $2,665,000 that will now be paid to the Kiwanis Club. Number one, Kiwanis Club is in arrears of over $915,000 in payments. This comes from your own city reports. Why is the city dismissing this debt and paying $300,000 for what essentially amounts to mismanagement fees? Figures from your city management report, May 9th in front of you, Section D, the Kiwanis Club of Casaloma is to receive payment for unpaid management fees for 2010 and 2011, valued at $300,000 with interest. The city is also waiving all arrears Kiwanis owes them in lease payments. This amounts to $915,000. The city is waiving. According to the June city staff report, Kiwanis Club was to spend $1.6 million in upgrades by the end of June, but because the funds had gone to cover operating shortfalls, only $335,000 would be available. The management report item E, the Kiwanis Club is to continue to hold weekly meetings free of charge and up to 5 charitable events annually at the castle to support the work of Kiwanis and to retain administrative offices through a license agreement for meal rent. Number two, why is Kiwanis lease being replaced by a free occupancy agreement? Now that the Kiwanis Club has been ordered out of by the previous council in June 2010, why are they being allowed to maintain a free presence, including offices, meeting rooms, and permission to hold club events in Casaloma? Number three, why are taxpayers paying $1.45 million to Kiwanis Club for artifacts and trademarks that Kiwanis Club should not even be entitled to? This again is a quote from the city management report. The city is to pay them $1.45 million for artifacts, including $36,000. Which is the value of 9 trademarks, including Kiwanis Club's rights to Casaloma and Toronto Majestic Castle. That amount is also $500,000 premium over the $950,000 the city already agreed to pay for the artifacts under a previous agreement. Number four, why is Kiwanis Club being honored for 75 years of mismanagement after running up millions in debts and disobeying City Council's order for their chair to step down and be replaced? The city, in their management report again, that they plan to host an event and erect a plaque commemorating the Kiwanis Club of Casaloma's longstanding service and contribution to Casaloma. Of course, they already have a plaque there that was the size of a billboard, and now it's not the next to Casaloma entrance. I just want to bring my attention to the press archives that I collected since 2005 that are on the website, along with all the city reports, references.
Sorry, Ms. Howell, your 4 minutes is up.
I get the website, casalomatrust.ca.
Any questions to the deputy? Yes.
Is there anything else you wanted to add briefly?
Oh, yes, there's lots of
work. Briefly, I was listening to your numbers.
Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you. I wanted to say that when this Blue Ribbon Committee was formed, plaque, that the city didn't take their advice and decided to continue to lease. And if it had been the case that they'd taken the advice of their own advisory committee, then I don't think we would have a bill in front of us at $2,665,000 to have to take one as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Yes, Councillor Ainsley.
Thank you for your presentation. Do you have any ideas what you'd like to see take place at Casaloma?
Yes, thank you. I wouldn't have it as a tourist attraction that people have to pay to come in and see. It would be much better to just have it as the venue for people of all ages and backgrounds to come to, with all kinds of dining events going on, like supper clubs with jazz clubs and tea rooms, all kinds of rooms and museums and so on. I mean, there's 98 rooms to work with. And the main thing is, right now, people are just sort of getting ripped off to pay $20 to come in and walk around. So it's a one-time event, and as opposed to really taking advantage of the venue's utilities for catering and so on.
Any other questions? Councilor Nguyen.
So in your remarks, you said, did you say that Kiwanis owe us money?
Yes. They owe us money because of your city reports explaining that they're in arrears of lease payments for $915,000.
Okay.
Do you want me to say where that was exactly?
I think the city manager would like to address that.
Okay. No, I just wanted to get back to you.
Is that accurate, Mr. Fenichet, that the funds was $915,000?
I'll start through the list to air, and then
we'll... Is anyone coming through this week, Margaret?
Yep.
No, there's no more questions to the deputy, and I don't see... There is no more...